hear the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that?
98 KUPD. Thank you, Silence the Voice. There you go. It's another glorious Friday morning on us right here. Another guest coming in. That was great seeing a comedian yesterday in the studio. And then Pete Corielli last night was, I felt bad. He goes, I haven't done a show in so long. He said, I had so much fun with you guys. I'm nervous to go out there. I'm like, yeah, don't worry about it. So I leave, and then we're talking to the owners of the club, Joel and Matt, last night. And he's like, yeah, Pete was really nervous about going on because you guys were in the crowd. He didn't want to let you down. I'm like, we're not in the crowd, though. We're going home. Should have stuck around. I wanted to see his show. I think he's really funny, but it was hilarious. So he did a whole show last night, nervous that we were going to judge him, and we weren't even in there. So the judgment was, you weren't worth our time. More magic, that's what I say. More card magic. People are just firing off all their songs and their moments. I got to read in a second. But I have to say, this was an awkward one. You know how I told you my friend Mike's mother passed away
right
a couple days ago, and we had a couple drinks the other night, and, you know, say, yeah, hanging out with him and just making sure he's doing all right. He was doing fine. And so it said something yesterday. Hey, you know, Mike's mom passed. She was a listener. She was our oldest listener, we called her, and she was a very sweet lady. And
Lady Ghoul.
Right. And she was the oldest Lady Ghoul. And so, you know, we said some nice things about her. And then Mike, in the middle of the day, say, hey, I want to thank you for saying a nice thing about my mom. She'd have appreciated that. And I appreciate it. So I fire back with, sure thing, man. Question mark? I had to put exclamation point. So he had to read that like, what an
sure
ass
thing.
Sure thing,
yeah.
Man. Whatever.
Larry?
Sure thing? I guess I was nice. I think you missed the joke. So then I meant to put sure thing, man, exclamation point. Like, you got it, buddy. And I didn't hit send till just now, because he just texted me something, and I saw that sure thing, man, 2 exclamation points.
Oh, he saved it.
And so I'm like, ah. Ugh. So I hit it like 18 hours later. I hit it, and I'm like, I didn't hit send yesterday. Wanted to clear up the question marks on, yeah, it seems so sarcastic. Hey, thanks for being so nice to my mother who passed away. Yeah, sure thing, buddy. I meant it. Question mark?
Yeah, right.
You bet. Happy emoji, tree. Cucumber.
Cucumber.
Why did you send that?
Psych!
Right? People are like, damn it, John. You and that locked door I thought I was going to close forever. You opened it. Now all I can think about are the mixtapes I made when I was younger. Dr. Hook, Sharing the Night Together. Player, Baby Come Back. And then the closer, Bob Welsh, Sentimental Lady.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Ebony Eyes?
Yeah.
Oh.
I have to admit, those songs were so awesome. But boy, you're right. You're gay. Thanks, Rick. Scott says, I got caught by my brother and his friends doing the dance from the Blues Brothers, Ray Charles Shake Your Tail Feathers, like 35 years ago. And I still hear about it from his friends.
I did think a few times.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
You did the Aretha Franklin
yeah.
in the diner?
Yeah. Oh, man. In a dress?
I'm just glad your dad wasn't there to see it.
Me too.
Dear John, I can very much relate to the fact that your dad thought you were gay. My dad thought I was gay, too. My mom and dad had Disney soundtracks in a few of their movies, and I got caught dancing and singing loudly to Can You Feel the Love Tonight by Elton John. I also would lip sync and dance to that song in the garage. My dad was always working. Can you imagine you in there with your dad working on cars?
Can you feel the love?
He'd give me a smack across the mouth.
Hand me a wrench, Brett.
Who you know what that is, don't you?
Lay to rest. It's enough.
Oh, there's a Sentimental Lady. Is that for you? Who's got
that's
that one?
That's Toledo.
Toledo's got it?
One of your emailers said Sentimental.
No, I know, but I can't hear it because you
oh,
don't.
It's me, yeah.
Turn the volume.
Yeah.
There we go.
This what, speaking
I've
of
never
that,
seen the video.
This
for
was
this.
In that FM movie, too.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Great soundtrack.
Did you watch that? I forgot to watch that.
Oh, yeah.
James Gum is in the video making out with some lady.
I think that's Bob.
Is that him?
That's Bob.
They're just French kissing at a table throughout the video. There's no video here. She is coked
she's
out
got
of
scoliosis.
She oh,
got,
yeah, look what she's with.
She got paid in piles of cocaine.
Yes. Get this.
That is James Gum. That is...
She has a microphone at the dinner table.
It is.
No, it doesn't everybody.
You know, my mom's sister... Her husband, my uncle Brian,
yeah.
his brother,
Yeah, it's Bob Welch.
Was Bob Welch's guitarist.
Oh, no kidding? Yeah. Wow. So you got merch?
I didn't.
Oh, Brady. You didn't
I want to put that on my my tribal vest.
A Tour 77 shirt or jacket.
He said, after I would dance to the soundtracks, not only would I dance to Elton John, the Backstreet Boys were also on my list of tracks to dance to. I'd have girls over, and my dad would get excited, but we just had garage dance-offs. So at one point, my dad made me watch wrestling with him. I didn't understand what it was supposed to do, but sweaty men in spandex hugging each other didn't help.
You're welcome, Brad.
Alex.
Oh.
What's this? Oh, forget it. Oh. You know the cool thing about this band? 10cc.
Yep.
You know what they're named after, right?
I did it one time.
Yeah, the average amount of man goop that comes out.
Okay.
In every shot.
All right. Yeah, that's right.
Boys don't cry. All right, come on. That's good stuff. I didn't know that's what he looked like. Everybody was like, these guys were getting laid like crazy, and they were ugly.
Long collars.
This one says, Key says, dude, when your dad's on his deathbed, you got to tell him you're gay. So he can die peacefully into the night with the satisfaction if he knew it the whole time.
I knew it.
Thank you. John, as uncomfortable as you made your dad, just keep in mind he never left. Yeah, I can't tell you what I would have. I can't. Oh, come on. God. I can't tell you what I would have done to have a son like you, signed Toledo's dad.
That's what did it. He walked in and Toledo's in mid-think.
Think?
Yeah.
What the?
Doing the chicken. What you trying to do to me? Think.
I'm out of here. I got to go get a whole bunch of cigarettes. Ooh, loads of years worth.
We're on a mission from God.
Yeah. That one's not so bad. Because at least it's attached to a dude movie.
And it's funny.
By the way, that song Gold we played, Kevin Wilson says, you know, the backup singer on that is Stevie Nicks. Yeah. I didn't know that. How about that? Gold was great.
Turning music into gold.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
My dad would have been happy to have me turning that up. There's some. I want to go find my. I had to bring in a 45s I used to have. I was a big Beatles kid, too. Like, I loved old music. And Peter Frampton. When I was four, I got Peter Frampton's album. I burned that thing.
My mom had Let It Be and the whole double albums, and she'd play them, and I'm like.
Yeah, I was into it early. 3-4 years old, I had. It was awesome. Like, I'd have albums all over the place. That was great.
Just got this text in. Hey, guys, I'm loving the new format, signed Beth.
Killing Beth this morning. But I got to say thanks to Dr. Amy Calfer. Came in this morning, and there's a big package on my couch there in the office. I'm like, hey, look, Brady, I've got a big box.
10 cc's.
Opened up the box.
Did.
Yeah. Well, and then I'm thinking to myself, it's anthrax. That's the world we live in now. If I get mail, I'm like, all right, brace yourself. Probably the end. And then I open it up, and inside is a pillow, and it's and a note that says, Dear John, I'm a psychiatrist here in town. I wanted to say... thank you for your on-air openness regarding anxiety, panic disorders, depression, and mental health in general. As many of your listeners look up to you. Well, that's a mistake. In your Barkley voice, you should tell them, I am not a role model. Now, some may think, hey, if Holmberg got help, I can too. You've made great strides this past year in reducing the stigma surrounding mental health concerns regarding them and getting help for them. So when I saw this online, I immediately thought of your old hat that you talked about. Hoped you might enjoy it. I mean, this is a complete departure. Hope you might enjoy it as a token of this one psychiatrist's appreciation. Thanks again, Amy Calfer. Well, thank you, Amy, because as I opened it, she saw online my favorite airport. You want to go grab it?
Yeah,
my favorite airport is Charlotte. It's the best Charlotte airport. And my friend Colin was there and took a picture of the Charlotte airport code. Now, you go to Vegas, and it's LAS. You go to Phoenix, it's PHX, Atlanta, ATL. What do you think Charlotte would be?
CHD?
All right. Brady, bring it in here and show them what Charlotte's airport code is.
Oh,
and tell me.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And so the Charlotte Douglas International Airport is CLT. And you can't look at that and think airport.
No, that's a beautiful pillow.
So my friend Colin bought a hat there and got it to me. I wore that thing out in like 2 weeks. And then she sent me a gorgeous pillow because they know. Charlotte knows what they've got going
on.
And they sell merchandise. You can't buy Phoenix pillows. But you can buy these CLT pillows, which I just love, finally. And all you have to do to find the CLT is buy a ticket to it. It's the easiest way to get there. So thank you. That was very nice of you.
You can get T-shirts, too.
Oh, you can get everything. CLT, they knew that the second they did it, like, we can merch this, and there's not a whole lot anybody can do about it. So it's pretty great. But thank you, Amy. And you know what? On a morning like this where you start dealing with that stuff, like, I'm not in any sort of shape to say that that's mental stuff I'm dealing with, but, you know, panic attacks are no fun. You have a few of those in your life, and you start realizing something's got to change. I don't know what's going on. So that's, you know, it was a scary time. We need to start pointing out loony stuff. And not make it such a big deal for especially men. I don't know how many guys emailed me like, go see a psychiatrist, fag. And I'd get, you know, every name and get like, whatever. It doesn't bother me. I got duck feathers. But it probably does bother somebody who's a little more insecure about that kind of stuff. And it's
there's guys who are like, oh, I'll hit you in the back of the head. Get over it.
Well, there is a lot of that. But there's also, you know, because no one hits you in the back of the head, now you need somebody to kind of shake your head loose. You get into a certain time in your life, you got too much going on in there. There's nothing wrong with that. So. Yeah, you can say it's gay or you can say it's less than manly. Whatever. It's been awesome. It has been awesome.
It's not as gay as some of the music we've been playing
this
morning.
That's exactly right. Which probably contributed to why I'm like, you know what? I should go see Katrina. I should talk to Katrina. There's some people on the streets turning music into gold. It's just nonstop in my head. Well, thank you, Amy, the psychiatrist, who's also a little bit crazy. And thank you to Charlotte for making the most hilarious airport code ever. I mean, it's painted on their walls. Great big CLT. And you get off your plane and you're like, what the hell? I'd like to buy a vowel.
And they put the red donut above it.
Yeah, and then a big red dot above it. That's the logo. The logo is a huge red dot over CLT. And like, you guys, we all know what you're doing. It's not even subtle. But thank you for the gift. It will live forever on the pillow in or on the couch in our office as a throw pillow.
Some people are sending in that C-U-N is Cancun.
Cancun's got a good one because it's C-U-N. It's it's one away, and it also is one line away from being another thing.
Right.
And it's a T away from being just the dirtiest thing a girl could wear. And it's, yeah, there's another. I just dawned on me that there's a third one now that Brett's laughing.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Oh, that's all you know.
That's why I didn't catch it, because I'm thinking dirty words. He's going after an entire group of people.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. That's why you laugh like that. As you see, you know, Brett sees four steps down the road of like, oh, this is going to end in a riot. You get your popcorn. I didn't start it, so it's okay to laugh at it.
Do they have those pillows? I got to look for one of those.
You know what you are? You're a racist Schadenfreude guy. What do they call it?
Schadenfreude.
Yeah, the dude who's like,
you
love other people's misery.
Yeah, you love other people's misery, and if you didn't start it, it's okay.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I think so. I kind of believe I might be too. Oh, that guy just said something racist. I didn't do it. Let's watch. You feel okay with it when you pull away.
That's not going to be good.
Yeah. Oh, did you hear? That lady's got a shirt that says cunt on it. We're watching this. She's going into the waffles and
there
chicken.
It is.
She's going into waffles and chicken. They've got a Cancun pillow, too. Well, they've got the same little red dot on it.
Oh, it must be the...
Well, no, I've seen the hat. Well, maybe it is a thing that this company does, because I've seen hats with the red dot on the CLT. Coon airport code. You can't have that.
Brett just ordered six of them.
Prime. <Yeah. laughs>
It's like somebody's redecorating the living room. Go.
And then yesterday I had a meeting with the people from New Vision Windows, the window replacement place.
Yeah.
Good, really cool. One of the guys told a story, and I can't drive anymore because of it. They talk about mental health. He's driving along. He's behind a truck, and he said it's a landscaping truck. And he goes, and I see like a rock fall out of the back of it. So I do a dodge.
Like I did.
Like you did. Only you get printers and fax machines. I think IT guys just throw stuff at you. So you had a flat. And what got yours? A rock? What was it?
It was a rock.
It was a big rock. So he had the same thing. Yeah. So he tries to dodge out of the way, gets back on, and he hears, and his car, and he's like, I hit it. Whatever that was, I just hit it. And he said, I just wanted to see. His car was behaving kind of funny now. And he's like, pull over. And he goes, my tires are fine. nothing's wrong. He says, a little scrape on the side. Maybe just scraped on the side. He said, I'm getting back in. A pair of giant shears had come through the bottom of the car and through the back seat and were sticking straight up. He goes, whoa. 2 feet different. That's in me. And like, and I'm like, did it? And he's those shears, those, you know, those great big, you know, like the old fashioned squeezers. And so now I can't ride behind anyone. Like I was freaking out about every
trees. Or
the big ones for branches. Yeah. You know, they got that. I don't know what they call that. I'm not technical. So the two handles that you squeeze together, and then what was that movie? That dude used to come running out and chop people's heads off.
Oh,
he had those same types of shears. He just whoosh, and he'd have those things. But can you imagine?
No.
He said it went through underneath, just worked its way through all the stuff, through the, he said, hole in the carpet, hole in the chair.
Jesus.
And he goes, would have just buried itself. It was like 6-7 inches up. Those. Yeah, that's it. Asian, what did I say? Asian.
ARS. I don't know.
Yeah, I said Japanese steel.
Don't even start with me.
Well, it said Japanese and ARS. So I'm like, they're Asian. They're Asian. So, Hantoi steel or whatever it is. It's a, 7.5-inch blade head shears. Japanese steel, 23-inch overall. But I said, nothing happened to the shears. He goes, nope. And he goes, but for the want of a few inches, that thing scoots forward. It goes through a passenger or through me. And he goes, and it goes through. He said, as fast as that ripped through the noise.
Oh, yeah.
Went, he goes, it was not going to.
That's what I was worried about the rock even. I mean, for the undercarriage of the car. Because it felt like when you hear that sound, oh.
But I wouldn't worry about a rock coming up and whacking me.
No.
Going through the floorboard.
Gardening shears coming up through there. Like, that's, right through. So I'm driving to work this morning, and of course, two sleeping Mexicans and an awake Mexican are in front of me, and they got that whole back load of it. I'm just like, I'm looking for ways around. I'm weaving all over. I'm more dangerous now than I ever could have been just sitting behind. I can't ride behind them.
See, you should have followed the guy getting a roadie at 5 in the morning. You know, following the Mexicans with the hedge clippers.
He never has to worry about that. When you're going 42.
Yeah, dude, they can't even hit hard enough that it's bounce off the car. 42 on the freeway still makes me mad. But now I'm cruising behind him forever. I'm going to turn my hazard lights on and just go like 12. That's horrifying. I didn't even know that was a possibility. I've never heard anything like that. And I've been watching this show that I didn't even know existed called I Was Impaled.
What?
Oh, baby. It's been on for 10 years. I'm flipping through the guide and I'm like, I Was Impaled is a TV show?
Samsung channels?
No. DirecTV. It was Discover Life.
All right.
And a dude was driving along, and a pipe just goes out of nowhere, just right through the window, through. He didn't see it, nothing. And then he ends up wrecking. Look at I Was Impaled, a TV show.
To the scene.
This is
wrought iron fence.
This is the spike here.
Rusty.
This is the spike.
Where Kirsty was, and she was on her knees with her back to us. And our first reaction was it could have entered her brain.
It was through her head. This was through the back of her neck.
We were straight on their walkie-talkies, like, we need the trauma doctor. We need the fireman.
And so the dude got the pipe through, and then another dude swallowed for some reason he swallowed a sewing needle, and it was just cutting through him, like just in his esophagus was trying to work it down, and it just started to just drive through, and he's like, it was awful. Well,
Jeremy sent us an episode.
Dude just fell on a post. He's dead.
The fireman finally
There's some, I didn't even know this was a show, so then I've been watching I Was Impaled the last couple days, and then this dude tells me this story. Come on. I can't live like that. So if you've got a load in the back of your car,
secure your load.
Let me say that.
Want to rephrase that one?
Well, yeah, because I said it in English. Nobody, it's not going to resonate.
All right.
Somebody call Peeline and have them remind his listeners to buckler down.
Strap it down.
Strap it down. How do you, el strapo e dono.
That's it.
Strapo e dono. How do you say el strapo dono in Espanol?
Zip it.
Strap it down. Someone just emailed me, Gross. Strap it down is, it's so common there, it's just one word to say strap it down. Amaralo.
That's because they're normal. That's normal for normal. Them.
Let's expedite this. Amaralo. Secure your load. Asegura tu carga. Asegura tu carga.
Si.
They're flipping around going, hey, he's talking to me. Where do you go to get a Cancun t-shirt? I like that one there, man. Tie down your crap, Jose.
Ata tu mierda, Jose.
That's the best campaign ever. I want to see billboards that say, Ata tu mierda, Jose. Like all the Mexicans be like, ah, ha, ha, ha.
The new billboard campaign is hilarious.
Because it says tight on your Jose. We've had it. You almost killed a decent man. An agency, for God's sakes. He's worked really hard. He doesn't need to get impaled
it's
by your
It's funny
garbage.
How they're pretty simple because you have the call before you dig.
Yeah. No more loose loads. It's no más cargas sueltas.
Sí.
I like I like tie down your Jose. How about what the Jose? Tie it down. There's a whole campaign we'll put together. I'll get Louie over there at Moses and have them do this. I can't say that, I don't think, even in Spanish, can I? I don't know which word is the bad one. Is it the second one? The C-A-R one?
Carajo.
Hey, I think you just said it.
Good morning, everybody.
I hit the button just because I don't know if you're allowed to say that in Spanish either.
Born in Arizona.
Ata tu mierda, Jose. Que Jose.
I can beat my Spanish now.
Que Jose, ata tu mierda.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't realize my mierda wasn't tied now.
Is that a bad thing? This is crap, right?
Just crap.
I think. We don't know the language, so it's okay. Anyway, so.
Tie it down.
Strap it down, because I don't need that nightmare living with me. I'm trying to just get by from day to day. And here I got a psychiatrist sending me pillows for crying out loud. I can't live knowing that gardening shears can puncture through a car. I thought we made cars tougher than that. They can handle other cars hitting them. Garden shears blow through the bottom of a vehicle?
John, my brother-in-law was driving on the 17. Muffler fell off the car in front of him and went through his windshield and stuck in the passenger seat.
Well, first of all, you're on the 17, so you're in the avenue.
You're going to get shot anyway.
There's a good chance something's going to be flying. Yeah.
More than likely, the muffler is the least of your concerns. The bullets are what
I'd
be worried
about. Maybe a Brinks truck, you know, that might.
A Brinks truck on the 17? Yeah. It's a parade.
Well, that'll last 10 minutes.
It'll last as long as that last quarter tank of gas of those people following it.
Well, there's not going to be any mufflers going through the side of it.
And most of the cars over there don't have mufflers.
That's
in
true,
it.
Too.
No catalytic converters.
They're stealing all the catalytic converters from the East Valley now. I mean, why do you do that? Hey, also, stop stealing catalytic converters, Jose, is another thing, another billboard. Okay. Why are they stealing them from charities? I feel bad. Like, this church has lost 11 catalytic converters in the last few months. They keep parking their van. Okay, we fixed it. And then they go, and they steal another one.
I had a buddy who got his stolen. He was at a bar somewhere.
What
literally.
Good are they?
Because there's a
platinum in it, right?
It's platinum in it,
So
the scrapyards aren't supposed to take it, but
they do.
They're scrapyards.
Well, yeah.
You know, so they just cut them up, pull all the platinum out of it.
How much platinum's in it? I didn't know that. I might start stealing those.
Decent amount.
Make a ring out of it, maybe?
There's a decent amount, but.
Yeah.
But yeah, my buddy came out of the bar one night and all of a sudden he fired up his car. Brruh, brruh, brruh,
yeah.
He's like, what the hell? And looked under it and somebody took a hacksaw and just
sawed it off.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know where to start. I don't even know what it looks like. Do you know where they are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course he does.
Maybe you and I could go out and start a little lucrative business.
I didn't know.
There are between 3 and 7 grams of platinum in a standard catalytic converter.
Is that a lot? It's like a little cocaine.
It'll get you high.
I don't know. It'll get you going.
It'll get you really high.
The only time I hear grams, I think of drugs. I know. There's nothing about grams that makes me think actual weight or measurement.
Now I'm thinking of white lines from Grandmaster Flash.
Vision, dream. My dad thought I was gay with that one, too. That was the closest I ever came to dating Christy Greenway.
Really?
She sang along with me. Oh, we weren't actually going to date. That was our moment.
You related.
Because I knew the whole rap.
You connected on that.
And she was like, vision, dreams of passion running through my mind.
All the while I think of you.
Yes. She's thinking of me.
And then you lost her to Clint August.
Well, that's it. Clint has got it. He's a DJ in San Diego.
That's a champ.
I wasn't interested anymore. But back in the
Reigns.
It was Clint, right? It was disheartening to see CLT August. Girl of my dreams in junior high. And he's just a DJ in San Diego. Afternoon guy. No way he's making as much.
Baby. By the way, platinum per gram is about $40. So five to seven,
little meth heads,
couple $100.
Killing.
Captain Coronado hit me up, said there's also palladium.
Palladium?
In there, too.
Palladium is the thing I gave my dog when it had cancer.
I don't know. I guess it's
You can make a shield out of it.
I don't know what palladium is. Whoa. What's palladium?
Element. Palladium for gram is $90.
No kidding. So there's $300-$400 in a catalytic converter. With
don't give these tweakers any ideas. Hopefully they're already passed out from the third shift.
Right. They've got the ideas. I'm getting the ideas from them. I didn't even know about this. I just see catalytic converters are disappearing like crazy. And I don't. Do I even have one?
Yeah.
I do?
Yep.
I thought newer cars didn't.
No, new cars have them.
They do?
Have them. Yeah, it's the old cars that didn't.
I didn't know
that
you'd remove like them that quick.
It's just a piece. It's in most cars. It's just a piece. It's in the exhaust pipe. So you
how
just
hard is it compared to
when you're done
fixing my windshield wipers, Brett?
Give me a hacksaw. We'll get that done eventually. Once my broken wing's done. Yeah.
There's also rhodium in there.
What's that?
Another metal.
Rhodies. So they're pretty pricey.
It's a steroid.
So a guy over at a scrapyard that's not supposed to can get a tweaker in there and give him $200 and get a $700 piece of equipment.
Probably, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Between 2 and 6 grams of palladium and between 3 and 7 grams of platinum. So you're talking $800.
I had a 93 Jeep and the catalytic converter got clogged up and messed up in something driving. I could go like 22 miles an hour. The thing just sounded like it was full of cotton. It was just and just RPMing like way up and I'm going 25. I'm like, what is going on? But there was a recall on it. I didn't.
That was all plugged up?
Oh, it was a mess. Yeah. It was like, yeah, it was like a vacuum with hair in it and nobody ever changed it. It didn't work anymore. It's crazy. I don't know what they do. I don't care. Just don't steal
my emissions crap.
So yeah, they just take them, huh?
Yep.
It says if your catalytic converter is stolen, you were one step away from riding the bus anyway. Pretty much means you drive an old car. What does that mean?
No, not necessarily. My buddy had like a, as a matter of fact, the guy that gave me the boosty.
Craig.
Yeah. He's got a newer Escape, and he got his jacked at a. You know,
by the way,
it's not just old cars.
Fitz told me the dude that threw you down at the Shelby place that broke your arm. Yep. He said you can't travel to Vegas with that guy because he wants to spend like $3 on food and he stayed at the El Corte.
Well, that's where he's staying on the next trip. Yeah, yep.
You don't want to go to Vegas.
He's like, where are you guys staying? I go, I'm staying down on the Strip. No, El Corte, bro. That's where you got to go. I'm
like, it's like $22 a night.
No.
It's $22 a night.
Does it still smell like smoke everywhere, just oozing out of the walls, Cortez?
I didn't go. Me and Fitz went there and threw some dice at the craps table, and it's still a little downtown.
Oh, it's shady.
But I didn't go to any of the – I didn't go, like, up in the room areas or anything. I know everywhere else it smells like weed.
Fitz said, the dude that threw Brett down, he goes, all I said was, hey, I know a couple of good restaurants we can go to. And he's like, what am I going to spend that much money on that for? He goes, I got $3. I'm going over. I'm going to grab the buffet. And he was like, and so.
No, said, Shake Shack.
Shake Shack.
That dude was at Shake Shack.
We ate at Shake Shack 3 times. And like, so we drove motorcycles to Las Vegas to eat at Shake Shack. And stay at the El Cortez. He goes, you don't travel with that guy.
And I stayed at the Aria. I did not.
Of course you did. You're
no
a human
way.
Being. The El Cortez. And did Craig, he's staying there this next time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's already got his room there.
He's got a suite.
Brett's new traveling shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
An airplane with C-U-N underneath it. Because, you know, he's such a regular in Cancun.
All I got was this lousy shirt.
I want you to stand next to me and have C-U-N, and I'll have the Charlotte one on.
Oh, yes.
People walk by and go, Coon, what the hell? Guys, what? Airport shit. You're the racist. You're the pervert. Charlotte Douglas Airport, you bastards. Anyway, what do you got on the big board of musical treats?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Wake Up Song brought to you guys by Action Ride Shop. If you guys are going to be out there riding the bikes this weekend, get them all tuned up, get them ready to go. Brian and the boys and Josh and everybody's going to get you dialed in. Action Ride Shop over there on Southern and Gilbert Road. Check them out on Facebook as well as at Action Ride Shop on Instagram. And
Jesus.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was paying attention, and then I saw the words internally decapitating in the email, and I had to said everyone should always strap your stuff down. I know an incident where a lady got into a car accident. Her husband had a toolbox in the back seat. It internally decapitated their kid in the front seat.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You had that in that wreck,
well, that
right?
wreck I watched, that girl's head came off.
Maybe you're onto something with the strap it down Jose thing.
Strap it down. Strap. What is it again? Yeah. I know Mierta and Jose now. There it is. Well, that's the other one. That's what I have to do. I have to do some editing of that. You think I can see that, Richard? Hang Are you on. Crazy?
Okay. He's going to tweak it.
Jose. Yeah.
I'll jump out.
Yeah.
A tutti mierda, Jose. A tutti mierda.
Oh, they're on to us. We have to strap down our... No, man.
You might be onto something. We got to get Ducey on the phone and start this up.
You know what? We get Ducey's kid with his, you know, his all of his broadcast equipment because he's a hardcore rapper and have, what was his name? Vanilla Rocky Road or whatever we called him.
Oh, yeah.
Vanilla
Scoop
Jack Ducey.
Yeah, Jack Ducey, but we called him the douche. Ice douche. We have him go through and go, Ata tu mierda, Jose, on a bullhorn through all the Home Depots. That's important. Strap that stuff down. Those stories are awful.
So considering a lot of our conversations earlier this morning, Supertramp making the list this morning, Logical Song, Michael McDonald, of course.
Oh.
Keep forgetting. Dan Fogelberg, leader of the band, Exile, Kiss You All Over. And then we get into
real music.
Yeah, Lamb of God, Desolation, Corrosion of Conformity, Pantera, Mudvayne. Hell yeah, Prong.
Let's do a little Pantera.
All right.
We'll get that together just because we need a reset after. I told the story off the
air. After 10cc?
My sister in fourth grade was in she played clarinet at Madison Junior High. I was in fourth grade. She was in sixth or seventh grade. And they did a recital, and the whole family had to go this goddamn recital. And the band guy, the band teacher, he's in his full tux and tails for this recital of kids that are about to play music. Oh, not nice. It was awful. And he starts singing, well, this next piece is going to most definitely be touching. I lost my father a little while ago, and he too was a music teacher. And it makes so much emotion for me to hear this next song because he too was the leader of the band. And then he starts going, I think you got to remember, this is like seventh grade. These kids, A, have no life experience. They can't emotionally emote through their instrument yet. And then the worst rendition of Dan Fogelberg's leader of the band is going. And you forget how long this song is. And I, my dad sitting next to me, we're there, and I'm sitting there, and he's, oh, Christ. Every song that started that night. Oh, I think he thought it was one song. It turned out to be 13. Christ, when's it end? But the dude was sobbing. And the sixth grade, he wouldn't recognize it all. At the end, he's like, that was so beautiful. That was for you, Pops. These kids are like, what's going on? He made him play leader of the band. Forever, that song will be associated with that. I'm sure he's dead now, but.
Oh, we got to douche our ears.
Oh, it's leader of the bands, though. Imagine this. Sixth graders trying to play with clarinets and trumpets. It's not the song you use for the
quiet man.
Oh, and then he played the oboe or something or whatever it was to do the. He got involved. And the kids had to try to keep up. This dude knew what he was doing. It was the worst thing I've ever heard. And it was a tribute to his dad, which his dad was thrilled to be dead.
I thought that Rupert song was a twink song. This is worse. Oh my God.
This is about your father. It's awful.
That's tough when you.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, man. We're getting emails in here from different airports. Fresno's airport tag is fat.
It is?
Yeah, oh, FAT. Cool.
I like that one.
And then, of course, because it's Gene Carbone that sent it over here. He's Mobile, Alabama is Mob.
The Mob.
I need one of those shirts.
Red shirt. There it is. And then I'll stand on the other side of you, and we'll be the CLT Mob.
There you go.
That's what we'll do. Can't do the other one. Can't do the Cancun one.
That's
that.
Great
just,
one.
That's
I gotta
just
get
a
that.
Bad one. There you
I
go.
Told you about it was a ballad, but I mean, it's a slow song, but Brett, you'd, well, you'll know the song too, John, but I went... This was probably 25 years ago. It's this kid, and they were married really young, and his wife had a baby. The baby died.
Yikes.
So I'm at the wake supporting the guy, and they play the song. All of a sudden, you know, he gets up there, and I want to play this for what would have been my boy. And bum, 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 bum. Meet me at the crossroads.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's a white kid, and...
I thought he was going to do Baby Come Back.
No.
You don't want to be the DJ at the SIDS party.
Baby Come Back.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of fool could
I mean,
see.
I like that song.
Oh, it's a great song. Meet me at the crossroads. Thank you, Bone Thugs. Appreciate that for the... Speaking of bones, the baby.
This one?
Mary.
Oh, Mary. This is a lot of feelings, isn't it? It's Bone Thugs and Harmony,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
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 This white kid did it at a baby funeral.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You got to forgive everything at a baby funeral. Nobody's in their right mind. Like,
it's an all skate.
You could have Pantera becoming at a baby funeral. Just go, let them have it. Whatever's going on here, they're not.
Absolutely.
They can do whatever they want. It's off-putting.
I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, when you're not the emotional one, you look around and see it for what it is. The people going through what they're going through, whatever.
And I can't help moving on that song,
sure,
too.
You got to want to dance to that. That's a pretty sweet tune. God bless you, working on a plan to heaven. See the mom over there sobbing. Brady's jumping over his own leg.
It's a pajama.
Cleveland! Cleveland!
It's a pajama jammy jam.
Oh,
you know, this song's making me glad that baby died. This is a party. It's lit. This is the most fun I've had in a long time. Meet me at the crossroads. It's a great song.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I've not been to a baby funeral. I don't know that I would
that
go.
That was the first.
Now.
And
been to a couple good ones. I have not been to any.
They're tough.
Baby funeral's not for me. I send cards and $100. I don't know if that helps, but again, I don't know what to do in that situation. I send my condolences. I cannot be at I can't do it. I couldn't do it.
I don't know what to tell you. You can try again.
All right. You're young.
Yeah.
Ugh. I hope this all. Anyway. Baby, come back. Bye. I got to go. I can't. I'm going to say something
usually
stupid.
Usually I'm not messing up. I can totally relate to you.
Yeah.
Baby, come back. I know
yes,
how
sir,
you feel.
Yes, sir. That's my baby. No, sir. I don't. What is everybody crying for? Yes, sir. That's my baby shampoo. I only know the commercial version.
Baby, I love you.
Baby, I'm going to want you. I don't know. Where, oh, where could my baby be? The Lord. Nope, not that one. I'm the worst DJ for this funeral ever.
Baby's got back.
Oh, man.
Boo. Dum, 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 dum. We understand the bass line. Yeah, I don't go. And what do you say? Do you send invites out, or how does that work? How did that happen? I don't know how the first thing.
You mean on the wakes?
Yeah, the baby thing.
Like yeah,
they get people
you
to
basically, you know, reach
baby,
out.
Hit me one more time.
Are they having a memorial service or you know, it just goes on? Hey, oh baby,
who hired this DJ? I'm looking around. Like, what I thought this was a quinceañera. What's going on? What's in that box over there? Is that what is that? A Velveeta cheese box? Oh my dear God! Don't open the cheese box. Oh. It is not cheese. I just feel terrible. I would inevitably say something really dumb and just leave that party.
Babe, I'm leaving.
Yeah, nope, I knew it. Nope. I do it.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.